You try. You try. More. More. Make something poem. Make something. He was alone in the room, heard a ladder outside. Another house being painted, a quiet color. Picked up his phone. Opened a new note. This isn't a phone. The thought ricocheted through his subconscious. The letters spread out. Bottom of the screen, he began tapping. Life is made of words and music. We are opposable thumbs connected to hands. Our minds drift. Our hearts sift. Fragments of each day form a puzzle in dreams. Took off his glasses. Was that enough? Make something. So delicate, that moment of creation, easily swallowed up by the past and future. That is enough. Stroller memories. The stroller still has better wheels than the old Civic. This neighborhood, full of sidewalk cracks, tree roots, stop signs, inclines and declines, many slow motion miles. We brought her home 4 years ago, the stroller ready to serve its purpose, coaxing an infant to sleep, giving new parents low impact exercise, reintroducing the concept of a stroll. We wiggled it into the trunk and headed off. Her first pediatrician visit. Didn't read the manual, unlocking and unfolding. Stroller origami madness. The stroller went with us and met my childhood streets, took in the summer dawn of Arlington and then New York City, and then the Maryland suburbs before making it back to the Bay. Those legs grew longer, faster than expected, in hopes of helping her drift, I showed her how to prop her legs up, recline the back, as we orbited our block again and again, sun blocked by visor, only feet and sunlight, snuggled in with her panty. Once asleep on calm days, we'd park in the backyard. I'd put my feet up too, bring out a book, reheat the coffee, and enjoy the birds and the breeze until she peeked out at the world again. By 2.5, her legs were too long, her feet firmly on the bar below, knees bent at 90 degrees, sitting upright like a student. It was time to retire the stroller. For over a year, it's been in the garage, unused and unappreciated, waiting for another infant. We've been cleaning out the garage, old boxes, mountains of parenting detritus. Books, clothes, all the objects of our previous life. Before the house, before our daughter. A new family came to pick it up, 2 months from her due date, preparing the nest, little baby bump. The stroller will stroll again. Life is fragile and fleeting. We cleanse ourselves of the debris of the past. I give thanks and take a moment for reflection, remembering her growing awareness of the shadows and the sunlight, flowers on the wind on those morning strolls.